Hey, wouldn't it be cool if our duck and our chick had a little baby? We could call it Chuck. Or Dick.
Hey. Listen, I need a favor. I was in the shower, and as I was cleansing myself, I felt something.
Was it like a sneeze, only better?
No. I mean like a thing on my body.
What was it?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of in a place that's not... It's not visually accessible to me, and I was hoping maybe you guys could help me out.
Why?
Come on, you guys, no big deal. Just try it. Well, what is it? Is it a mole?
No, it's too wrinkly to be a mole.
Ew, is it what, a pimple?
No, it's... fancier than a pimple. Look, Ross, why don't you just
hey
go
guys,
see a
doctor?
Okay, well, it's definite. 2 more weeks of winter.
Yeah, right.
No one told you that was gonna be this way. The job is still to grow. You love that the old way.
This is the coffee house. This is where I play my music.
Good deal.
Yeah, and these are my friends. People. This is Vince. Vince is people.
Hi.
Hey.
Vince is a fireman.
Wow.
Have you ever rescued anyone from a burning building before?
98 hot saves. High summer force.
Well, you know, if Joey and I play with matches, we can get you up to an even 100.
Fire safety is not a joke, son.
You're right, I know.
Look, I gotta go. I'm on call tonight. See you Saturday.
Okay.
Oh, cute, Phoebs? But I thought you just started dating a kindergarten teacher.
Oh, Jason?
Yeah,
we're seeing each other tonight.
What, Phoebs? 2 dates in one day? That's so unlike you.
I know. I'm like playing the field, you know? Like juggling 2 guys and sowing my wild oats, you know? You know, this kind of like, you know, oat sowing field playing juggler.
So, Phoebs, do they know about each other?
Does a dog's lips move when he breathes? Okay, no, they don't know me.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Well, okay, how'd it go with the doctors?
Well, he said there's definitely nothing to worry about. It's totally benign.
Well, what is it?
They couldn't even tell me. He said it was just some sort of skin abnormality. And the worst thing is, he said, without being able to identify it, he was reluctant to remove it.
Hey, well, you know what? You should go to my guy. Because when I went in there with my 3rd nipple, he just lopped it right off. You know? So I guess I'm lucky. I mean, not as lucky as people who were born with 2 nipples.
At least they knew what yours was, you know? Yours had a name.
Oh, maybe they'll name yours after you.
You know, they'd call it the Ross. And then people would be like, oh, he's got a Ross.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Pete's breaking up with me.
What?
I just checked my messages, and he said that when he gets back from Atlanta, we need to talk.
And?
Well, that's it. People never say we need to talk unless it's something bad.
Whoa, that doesn't necessarily mean he's breaking up with you.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, maybe he just cheated on you.
And
I know I'll never get rich doing it, but I gotta tell you, it's pretty cool knowing that you're making a difference in a kid's life.
That is so great. Oh my God.
Oh.
Oh my God!
We better call the fire department.
No!
No?
Well, we don't need a fireman. We need, like, a good mechanic. Oh my God, here they come! But we gotta get out of here.
Wait, why?
Look, if I wanted to see a fireman, I would date one, okay?
That's all it is, a third nipple. You know, just your run-of-the-mill third nipple. Yeah. You can take it off. Just slice that baby right off.
Take your shirt off and let's see what we're dealing with here. What are you doing?
Just showing you my run-of-the-mill slice-it-right-off third nipple.
Well, that's not a third nipple.
Huh?
First of all, it's on your ass.
Well, then what is it?
Wait a minute. Hold it. Jansen, will you come in here a moment?
I'm with Hamilton.
He's good with weird things. Bring him in, too.
I'm going to go water peace plants. You know what? If he's going to break up with me, maybe I won't water his plants.
If he's going to break up with you, maybe Joey and I should water his plants. You know what I mean.
Or, we could go over there and pee on him.
I can't take it, you know? I'm always afraid one of them's going to catch me with the other one. It's making me crazy.
Well, hey, then why don't you break up with one of them?
Whoa, what happened to playing the field?
Well, it doesn't feel like playing anymore. It feels like work. It's like I'm working in the field.
So, please, pick one of them.
Yeah, which one do you like more? Well, this is great, you know, because he's a guy, you know? He's just so burly. So very burly.
Okay, good. So there you go. Go with Vince.
Yeah, but Jason's really sensitive.
Well, sensitive is important. Pick him.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Go with the sissy.
Jason is not a sissy.
Oh, no. I meant Chandler.
You know, I have dinner plans.
Thank you so much for coming on such a short notice. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been practicing medicine for 23 years, and I'm stumped.
Hey, this is the den. All right, check this out. Light. Whoa. All right, left light. No, bad light. Lights go away. No, see, you just need to find the right command.
Yes, and the dimmer switch.
Whoa. For a rich guy, that's a pretty small TV.
No, that's the video phone. But hey, guys, you're not supposed to be here, so please do not touch anything.
IKEA, this is comfortable.
This place is amazing.
Oh, God, that is the nicest kitchen.
I know.
No, but it's the nicest kitchen. The refrigerator told me to have a great day.
Look at this, a millionaire's checkbook.
Joey, put that down. Oh, my God, that's Pete. Okay, get out. How the hell do you answer a video phone?
Monica?
I guess that's how.
Hey, Monica, how's it going?
Oh, good. It's good. Just here watering the plant.
Well, don't forget that ficus over there by Rachel.
The Chandler's on the couch.
I see him. You guys are just the worst hiders ever.
Pete, the other day when you said you needed to talk, just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news. But hold on a second. I have another call. Hey, how's it going?
Oh, no, it's still me.
No, it's not. I've got picture in picture here. Yeah? Yeah, okay. I'm going to have to call you back later. Monica, I'm going to have to call you back.
Okay. So I'll see you soon.
Okay, I love you.
I love you.
Love you.
Okay. Well, good news. Good news.
So what do you think the good news is?
Well, look at this. He wrote a check for $50,000 to Hugo Lindgren's ring design.
Oh, sorry. What do you think the good news is?
Oh, my.
Marcus, you're very familiar!
Hey, you gotta get Mom on the phone. Call Mom. Call Mom.
Hello?
And that's
Pete's Mom.
You definitely have to make it a theme wedding, and the theme could be, look how much money we've got. You know, I mean, you could put money in the invitation. You could have, like, little money place settings, and you could start with a money salad. I mean, it'll be dry, but people will like it. Would you stop? We've only been going on a couple of weeks. I mean, we don't even know if he's going to propose.
Yes, but this is Pete, okay? He's not like other people. On your first date, he took you to Rome. For most guys, that's like a third or fourth date kind of thing.
Well, if that's what it is, then it's crazy.
Monica's right. We're talking about getting married here, okay? She can't just rush into this.
Oh, what do you know? You married a lesbian.
All right, I gotta go. I have to break up with Vince.
Oh, so you're going with the teacher, huh?
Yeah, I like Vince a lot, you know, but Jason is so sensitive, you know, and in the long run, I think sensitive is just better than having just like a really, really, really nice body. Jason, definitely Jason. Okay, we'll see you later.
Goodbye.
Sorry. I was just imagining what it'd be like to catch the money bouquet.
Excuse me. Is Vince here?
Oh, sure. Vince!
Yo!
Wow. I didn't know you guys actually used those.
So what's up?
Wow. This isn't going to be easy. I don't think we should see each other anymore.
Uh-huh. Good deal.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's just that I thought we had something pretty special here. And you know, I felt like you were someone I could finally open up to. And that there's so much in me I haven't shared with you yet.
Oh, my God. I didn't know you were such...
I'm sorry. I can't talk. I'm going to go write in my journal.
Wait. I'm telling you, if you want to take care of that thing, you should go see my herbal guy.
Thank you, but I want to remove it, babe, so I don't want to make it savory.
You know, when girls sleep with guys with weird things on their body, they tell their friends about it.
Give me this.
Hi, okay, don't be mad at me, but I couldn't resist.
Brides magazine?
Yes, and I know that you said you would say no if he asked you, but I'm sorry. How great would you look walking down the aisle in this Donna Karen?
Oh, you so would. Oh, you should get that anyway.
Not for clubbing.
And it's so weird. I know what I said, but this morning... I was lying in bed. I was imagining what it would be like to say yes. I know it's a little sudden and it's a little rushed and it's totally not like me to do something like this, but that doesn't mean I can't, right? I mean, I'm crazy about Pete. And I know that we want the same things, and when I thought about saying yes, it made me really happy.
Oh, my God. I know.
I need more pie.
Hey, Mom, if you do get married, can I bring two guests?
You didn't break up with that fireman?
No, that was my way of telling you. Well, it turns out he's incredibly sensitive. He keeps a journal and he paints. He even showed me charcoal drawings that he drew me.
Wow.
Yeah, well, he'd prefer watercolors, but, you know, he has easy access to a lot of charcoal. So then are you going to dump Jason?
Well, yeah, because I have to break up with someone. And okay, so Jason is sensitive, but now so's Vince. Plus, Vince has the body, you know? So... really just about the math. Jason?
Yeah, come on in.
Phoebe, you sounded kind of serious on the phone. Is anything wrong?
Nuh-uh.
You must be Ross.
Hi.
I am Guru Saj.
Listen, I gotta tell you, I've never been to a guru before, so...
Well, relax. If it makes you feel any better, I've attended some of the finest medical schools in Central America. Well then, let's take a look at this skin abnormality of yours. Come on, have a seat. As I suspected. It's a kundis.
What's a kundis?
I don't know. What's a kundis with you? Please, lie down. I've got a stab that ought to shrink that right up.
Well, I guess it's worth a try.
Oh, sure. We should see results. Whoa! Clearly not the way to go!
What? What?
We appear to have angered it.
We angered it?
Oh... I think I see the problem. And I'm afraid we're going to have to use a much stronger tool. Love.
Oh, God.
Ross, there is absolutely no way this is going to come off unless you start to...
Ow!
Oops.
What was that?
Well, it's gone.
How's that?
Got caught in my watch. Lights?
Romantic lights.
Ooh, nice.
So, there was this thing I wanted to talk to you about?
Oh, right. I completely forgot about that.
Well, I've been doing a lot of thinking. And I look at my life.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've conquered the business world. And I feel like I've conquered the intellectual world. Now I have the most beautiful woman in the world.
Well.
But there's one thing missing.
What's that?
It's time for me to conquer the physical world.
Okay.
Monica, I want to become the ultimate fighting champion.
You want to what?
I want to become the ultimate fighting champion. It's the most intense physical competition in the world. It's banned in 49 states.
What are you talking about?
Okay, my trainer, Hochi, is teaching me a combination of Jeet Kune Do and Brazilian street fighting. I even have my own octagon training ring designed.
And I suppose you use a ring designer for that.
Yeah. Monica, I want you there in the front row when I win. I want you close enough to smell the blood. What do you think?
My parents will be so happy.
Crazy underwear creeping at my butt. Crazy underwear, always in a rut. Crazy underwear.
Oh, no. What is he doing here? Just keep playing. Just keep playing. You'll get through this. You'll be fine. Okay, thank you.
And as always, no one talked to me after the show.
Hey.
Hey.
Passing by, I saw you were playing tonight. It's kind of cool seeing you up there.
Well, yeah. Whoa, hey, what's going on here?
Who's this guy?
I don't know. He just started kissing me. Get him, Vince.
What? What?
Yeah. Okay. I've been dating both of you, and it's been really horrible. Because, you know, it's been a lot of fun for me. But I like you both, and I didn't know how to choose. So I'm sorry. I'm terrible. I'm a terrible person. I'm terrible.
Phoebe, relax. It's okay. I mean, we never said this was exclusive.
Yeah, neither did we. Give yourself a break.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we haven't been going out that long. Come on, we haven't even slept together yet.
You haven't?
You have?
Okay, well, this is none of my business.
I can't believe this. You slept with him?
Well, I made you a candlelight dinner in the park.
You know, Phoebe, I'm going to make this real easy for you.
Well, that could have been really awkward.
You made him a candlelight dinner in the park?
Yeah, but I can do that for you. I'm going to do that for you.
Yeah, I can't believe I ever went out with somebody who would actually have an open flame in the middle of a wooded area.
Everything's going to be all right. Okay, Dick?
Hello. I am Guru Saj.
Whoa!
It's supposed to be a duck, right? Because otherwise, this is way out of my league.
Yeah, he's got a really bad cough, and our vet, he can't do anything about it. Is there something you can do?
Let me see. Do you think you can get him to eat a bat?